local holiday festivals, including the South Valley Holiday Market in Gananoque, the McKinnon Brothers Holiday Market in Bath, and the Fat Goose Craft Fair at Grand Hall this fall. Find me on Instagram at graymalkins.metalworks to keep up with the latest or see custom orders. Proud to support CFRC's local funding drive again this year. Please donate via cfrc.ca and enter to win gift certificates from Gray Malkins Metalworks today.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Harper's Burger Bar, Hotel Wolf Island, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KPP Concerts, Longham McQuaid, Mighty Birds, Hopeworks, and Novel Idea. Enjoy the benefits of donating and give today via CFRC.ca.
Hi, this is Half Moon Run, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
CFRC 101.9 FM is so thrilled to announce the launch of our brand new accessible website at cfrc.ca. Get your local news, stream your favorite shows, and stay up to date with upcoming events. You can share news tips, book a recording studio, request a PSA for airplay, and oh so much more. CFRC.ca was made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing funding drive donors. Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and I listen to the number one station in Kingston, CFRC.
Oh, yeah! There we go. Good morning, everybody. Or good evening, however you want to play it. How you doing? How you doing? My name's Jeff the Nerd. This is CFRC 101.9 FM, your station that rocks the nation since 1922. Are any of you that old? If you are, congratulations. Like I said, my name's Jeff the Nerd, and thanks for coming along. I'm live, baby. I'm here. I'm in the building. This is not a pre-record, schmo. I'm here for the CFRC Funding Drive Radiothon. 48 hours of original, mostly, air quote, mostly live programming. We're on the tail end of it. After me, we've got DJ Overeasy coming in for Making Bacon, and that'll close out the radiothon. But we still have one more hour left to go of Jeff the Nerd's debauchery show. If you are unfamiliar with me and what I'm all about, I host the Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday edition bright and early, 8 a.m. until 10 every hump day, every friggin' hump day. And, you know, it's great. Don't get me wrong. I love it. It's fantastic. You should tune in and enjoy it like I do. But like I said, it's at 8 in the morning. You know, there's children listening. There's elderlies. I shouldn't besmirch the elderly. They're more badass than any of us. But there's kids listening, so I can't play what I want to play deep down in my soul. And so after 5-6 years of DJing on the air, I finally get to just go on a little unhinged and play what I want to play. All this profane smut, audio garbage. It's been welling up inside of me for a long time. Oh, man. Listening to Jerry Goldsmith right now with Break Heart Pass. Love Charlie Bronson. But yeah, so it's been a great time. I started at 4. You got me here till 6 o'clock. We're just playing all the best stuff that we're not allowed to play during the day. We just heard from the soundtrack of Has-Been Hotel. That was their love song called Piss. A love song. If you're unfamiliar with Has-Been Hotel, I was as well for the longest time, but my nerd crew, they turned me on to it. It's an animated musical about the princess of hell who's running a hotel to try and rehabilitate lost souls and get them to heaven. It's a wild concept. It's very zany and very all over the place, but the music is fantastic. Season 2 just wrapped up, and that song, Piss, a love song, that might be my favorite song of the entire show so far. If you're into something weird and cool and different, I highly recommend Has-Been Hotel. Before Piss, which I can't say enough, we heard from Quintron and Miss Pussycat with Teenagers Don't Know Shit. I can agree with that. I didn't when I was one, and I don't think the ones that are ones now know shit at all. My name is Jeff the Nerd. We also had in that set 99 Problems, which was a mashup of Jay-Z's Black Album and the Beatles' White Album via our friend Danger Mouse. It came out in 2004. Old school. But like I said, sometimes you just gotta go for it. You just gotta will it to happen. So that was pretty sweet. And what else is sweet, you guys? It's the CFRC funding drive, so check it out at CFRC.ca. Donate some moolah so that you can have weirdos like me come on the air and do weird things. Or I have a better idea. Donate some money to what's going on? Changing the train pace. There we go. Donate some money and get me off the air. Boot me. I don't care. Just like donate $100 with the little caption that says Jeff the Nerd offended me greatly on what is today? Saturday morning? On November 29th at 5:05 a.m. Jeff the Movie Nerd offended me greatly by saying the word piss too much on the air. Donate some money. Complain. Let your voice be heard. And get me off the air so I can stop doing this once and for all. We're going to keep things moving and grooving because we got another hour left to go in the debauchery show. Let's crank it up. We got new stuff from the Lambrini girls. This one's called No Homo. Right here on your station that rocks the nation, CFRC. And did I mention that I love Charles Bronson movies? Stupid.
Drunk and disorderly. Drunk and disorderly. This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
It's hard to believe in yourself when the thought is just not. It's not natural for me. I've been reading a book called The Law of Success, and it's making me feel even more crazy. Winston Churchill says loud, loud, never give up. Well, my tank is running real low, 'cause I just keep on getting fucked. I got all these people around. They say you got what it takes. You're gonna make it. You're a real star. Well, I've been hearing this shit for so long that nothing happens. I can't take it anymore. So maybe it's me, huh? Maybe I'm the saboteur. But I've been on the ground this whole time, and my purpose has always been pure. Now tell me what to do. Show me where to go. When this is what I am here for, and that is all that I know. Now tell me what to do. Oh, show me where to go. When this is what I am here for, and that is all that I know. Now when it comes to making money, I don't know anything about that. I believe you. And like a dumb rat, I choke on the smoke of the industry trap till I am left on the floor. I am dead and depleted, no longer able to fight. So the next time you see me coming, oh, don't you dare try to steal my life. 'Cause it's hard to believe in yourself when the thought is just not. It's not normal for me. I've been reading a book on the law of success, and it's making me feel even more crazy. But Winston Churchill,
suicide!
Then I'll see you in heck. Ah!
Says Tron Funkin' Blow. The fuck is that mean? If I have 5 words left and I'm about to fucking expire, and I like and all I have left to say is to curse fucking Tron. I'm probably not going to say Tron fucking blow.
There is a spider, it's deep in my soul. He's lived here for years, he just won't let go. He's laying around, he's got a mean bite. Now he's ready to
Madden, you're listening to CFRC 101.9, and I am down with you.
Oh my god, world ending nut busts.
Dude, you can't say that.
Say that. Okay, what if I said, like,
a fucking mood killer, you know?
Don't wanna hear me whine about everything. I don't get it right.
Smells good.
It's 6:28. It's 6:28.
Yes, there we go. That was brand new stuff from Kid Sister out of New York, New York. Brand new. That was called Shit Show, as a matter of fact. Not too bad. My name's Jeff the Nerd. It's about 20 minutes after the 5 o'clock hour. We're live. Good morning. Hope you're all having a great show. I've actually got a live human being in with me today.
Yeah, word up, yo. Word up. It's DJ Over Easy.
What's shaking, DJ Over Easy?
Oh, not much shaking on me. Thanks. Yeah, just my whole body on the dance floor.
Well, thanks for coming in. It's the debauchery show here on CFRC. It's part of our funding drive radiothon. We're on the tail end of 48 hours of amazing, original, mostly live programming. I think all night today. Tonight has been live.
Nice.
Which is excellent. You know, warm bodies in the studio. Yeah. And as I was saying off air, because I normally host the morning show, I never get a chance to play, you know, the worst of the worst. So here we are. Before Kid Sister, we heard a classic from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia called Charlie's Song. It's very good. He ends it with spitting on everyone. It's wonderful. We also had the Black Lips in there with Bad Kids. Before the Black Lips, we had a new one from the Bobby Lees with Napoleon. And we opened up that. Oh, we had a bunch of them in the last set. It was very punky. We had the Chats out of Australia with Drunk and Disorderly. And we opened it up with the Lambrini Girls and No Homo right here on CFRC.
Yeah.
DJ Over Easy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You know, this is a long time dream of mine to be able to hang out with Jeff the Movie Nerd.
We've never chilled.
Never been in the studio together, never hung out together. But I've listened to you for decades on the air. So yeah, you're a minor celebrity in my books.
Thank you. Well, you as well. I mean, you host Making Bacon on Saturday mornings.
Yep.
And I've told you that's my hangover show. Like Friday nights, I usually like to, you know, dip into a few.
I typically am usually feeling boozy still at that time too.
Yeah, so exactly. And you know, your show pairs well with like coffee, eggs, and regret.
Yes.
But speaking of regret, like I said, it's the debauchery show here on CFRC, and I thought, you know, to kill some time before the next music break, maybe we'd have a little chit chat. I'm glad you came in.
Yeah, no problem.
I thought, like, why don't we talk about fist fighting?
Yeah.
Something really gnarly.
Fist fighting.
Gravel in your teeth.
Oh, dude. So I grew up in Picton, right?
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm a Picton guy. Yeah.
So Picton, there was lots of fist fights. And, I have my black belt in karate.
I didn't know that.
That's right. Yeah. So I've been in all sorts of tournament fights and stuff.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I won one when I was like, I can't remember. I was probably like 26 or 27. Yeah, I was 27 and ended up winning one of the black belt tournaments.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's amazing. It was in Toronto. Yeah, it was Shitu Ryu Toshikai Karate.
Very cool. Oh, man.
So I'm thinking about maybe starting some up again in town here.
I was going to ask if you still keep up with it or somewhat?
Well, let's just say I've been through a lot. I've been through a lot of transitions. And I'm getting to the point where I'm missing it and I want to fit it back in.
Totally. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was your funniest fight that you've ever been in? What's the one that you think about and you think to yourself, oh, what was I doing there? What was going on?
Well, you know, one of the funny, like,
I know it's relative.
So there was one time, it was like New Year's Eve. My buddy Devin is an arm wrestler. He's a big guy.
Cool.
And it was with a couple other people, but he was always big even back in high school. So New Year's Eve, I'm driving. We got a truck. There's like two or three people in the back. Devin is one. I can't remember. Corey, probably, and maybe Halsey. I don't know. And they're all in the back. I was in the front. Somebody was beside me. we're in a gas station, and I guess the guys in the back, Devin, was like throwing snowballs and like mouthing these guys that were like across the way.
Yeah.
So they just come and they just like kind of swarm the vehicle, and everybody jumps out and it's just fist flying.
Just a mayhem.
Like just complete mayhem.
Yeah.
And to the point where I'm still in the car and I'm still like kind of driving up.
Yeah.
And they're running. So one guy like comes up, and so I pull ahead a bit and I stop, and then I go to get out the door and he's like right there, and then like somebody else and grabbed him, and then so I finally hop out and I look, and there's like, you know, it's just like kung fu fighting everywhere. It's just a group of kung fu fighting.
And the snow.
Then, yeah. And then, like, I looked to my right, and there was literally a cop right there. I don't know what the. Yeah, we can swear.
Can we?
I don't, yeah, yeah. I don't know what those guys were, Devin and all those guys were thinking, like, but they either never saw the cop or whatever. So the cop just is there. Grabs a few people, thrown. Anyways, long story short, we spent the rest of our New Year's Eve at the cop shop.
Cool.
Yeah,
just New Year's Eve. Nice.
Yeah, New Year's Eve at the cop shop. Eventually, it was just Devin and I sitting there at like 5 in the morning, just the two of us in the cop shop and picked it. So there you go.
Now, what did they feed you? Do you get any, like a breakfast? Nothing?
No. I didn't get put in a jail cell or nothing. No.
It was more
like sitting out the principal's office.
I spent a night in the Kingston cop shop, the one before when it was over by Modern Fuel, before they tore that one down.
Right.
And it was like it was a funny thing. We were at a party and we decided to leave and go get snacks. The convenience store was closed. We're out in the suburbs. We don't know where we are.
Yeah.
We walk into the house that we think is the right house.
Oh, shit.
And the party's downstairs. So we're like, well, let's go upstairs. Since we didn't get any snacks from the convenience store, let's make some sandwiches. So we go upstairs in this house and start making sandwiches. And we hear, what the fuck? And we look behind us and there's like a couple of dudes, and we're like, we are not in the right house. So long story short, it was like a retractable baton to the face a couple times.
Man.
Getting dragged into the front lawn. There was a dog involved. I got arrested. It was fun. We spent the night in the drunk tank at the Kingston, the old PD, and they gave us a McDonald's breakfast bagel.
No way.
Yeah, so we got a McDonald's breakfast bagel in the morning. I didn't sleep a wink that night. I was just like, what am I doing with my life? And then next day was like a full day in the courthouse. Holding cell. You're just waiting for your, you know, you're waiting to get your turn in front of the judge where you can say, like, F off. You're ridiculous. Go home.
Yeah,
come back in 30 days. And, you know, I ended up just paying a fine and writing an essay or something. But then I remember that the food at the courthouse was much worse because it was, like, just a bland white bread PB&J. And I remember some guy, there was about 20 of us in there, and he's like, hey, man, you can eat the rest of that sandwich. And he immediately, without skipping beats, he goes, I'm not trying to hustle you, man. I'm just really hungry. I said no, though. I said no. I knew what was going on. Like, I'm not gonna risk it.
Yeah.
Long story short, no record.
Wearing a skirt.
Yeah, exactly. I knew back then.
Yeah.
But you know, it all just ended up just being a funny story to tell in the end.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, that wasn't my funniest fighting story.
Okay. Well, let's hear the funny fight.
You had to make it quick. You remember my bar that was on Princess Street?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. There's like the little alleyway that goes behind my bar.
So that wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, not long. There was a house that we lived in as a bunch of students, like over a summer, that was behind. It was on Queen Street, so it was behind my bar. So it was easiest to walk behind the alleyway than actually go around the block. So it was me and my two guy friends and our lady friend. And this, you know, hero, this drunk hero from the bar thought that we were going to take advantage of our lady friend in the alleyway. Yeah. You know, I hate saying it. But and we weren't, obviously. We were just going home. But he decides he's going to defend her honor. And it was me and my two friends and her, and we all got our asses kicked. He was drunk and he was really good at fighting, and it was to the point where he's like beating on the three of us. She's behind him because he's trying to protect her, but he's still, when he cocks his fist back, he accidentally elbows her in the head. You know, it was just one of those nights.
Champ.
We get back to the house, my ears bleeding, the other guy's got a black eye. Like, what happened?
Oh,
like,
we man. man. We don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, next time, give me old DJ Over Easy a call.
Absolutely.
That's right. It would have been a good battle, me and him.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, he meant well, and there was booze involved. I think any fight that ends without hospital is good.
Nobody wants to punch somebody else in the face. It means well.
Yeah.
Nobody. I don't care if you're defending. That's all just bullshit. That's bullshit. Man. Fighting is for one thing only, just to have fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just to get somebody else who's just like, yeah, let's do this, and then just pound on each other.
Like in FUBAR.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. Well, look, we're going to keep things moving and grooving. It's 5:30. We got a half hour left, and we got a ton of just crap tunes to get to. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
DJ Over Easy.
And we're going to keep things moving and grooving. Yeah. This is Cardi B, new stuff.
Radiothon, whoop.
Oh, yeah, this is Bodega Baddie right here.
On CFRC 101.9 FM.
Take this much shit, but it's up here.
It's a lot of shit.
Shit!
Ryan from the Lemon Twigs.
This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
Folks, I'd like to sing a song about the American dream. About me. About you. About the way our American hearts beat way down in the bottom of our chests. About that special feeling we get in the cockles of our hearts. Maybe below the cockles. Maybe in the subcockle area. Maybe in the liver. Maybe in the kidneys. Maybe even in the colon. We don't know. I'm just a regular Joe with a regular job. I'm your average white suburbanite slob. I like football and porno and books about war. I got an average house with a nice hardwood floor. My wife and my job, my kids and my car. My feet on my table and a Cuban cigar. But sometimes that just ain't enough to keep a man like me interested.
Oh no.
Percocets, and do you have any fucking Percocets, man?
All right.
Okay, honey, now the name of the restaurant and my cell phone number are on the refrigerator. Don't be afraid to call if you need anything. Now have Josh in bed by 9:30 the latest. Now there's soda and chips in the kitchen, a Atari DVD player, and I think there's some board games in the closet. Oh, but one thing, just be good.
Okay.
Everything sucks, but whatever, they got junk food, kung fu, egg
bed all turn in the corner for timeout. Hi, Josh, what you want to do? You want to watch cartoons? HBO got Platoon. Hey, get back in the room. I assume your folks are going to be out late. Go make me Kool-Aid. I'm going to sit on the couch and masturbate. Call my boyfriend Gabe and CVA. Spit out my bubblicious and get one of them big bitches that can fit 10 midges. Damn, they rich. Take to let me like 50 dishes, bitch. Let's find your mom's mates. Think she'll miss these Chanelines and high heels. You look like Jar Jar Binks. Only under the sink. I want your daddy as well, but if you tell your dad it's sickle cell, and God told me you're going straight to hell. Well, if you don't like it, I can leave, then you'll be alone. Believe me, that's what the creepy monsters want. Plus, I'll be taking your TV. Put on your jammers and don't wet the bed. I got a camera. I'll take a picture and show that little girl you like, Sarah. Oh, and one more thing. There's been several mass murderers spotted in the area. I'm a bad babysitter. Got my boyfriend in your shower. Ooh, I'm making $6 an hour. I'm a bad babysitter. Got my boyfriend in your shower. $6 an hour. Let's make fluffin' out of this. Don't fucking add another peep. I'll take the cookie cutter, make soft cookies out of your skin while you sleep. Keep still, I gotta check the bathroom cabinet. Hey, what are these pills? I'll take a volume, Josh. You take a bag and a tag of it. Stop the web, I'm not paid enough. You clean up the rug. Is that fluff? I told you $6 of the unmade jello was too much. Hi, kid, you gotta go to bed. I know it's only six, but my boy just came up and he wants me to give him head. Sit his bare ass on the couch when you watch Small Wonder. Next time you see Vicky, the spot will be sticky because I start to dig and use your mom's cucumber. Don't worry, I'll put it back in the fridge today. I'm scared. You can have it for supper, nice and crisp in the Tupperware. No bedtime story, Gabe. Get off. You're so horny, Josh. Get in bed, Freddy Krueger. I'll let you see your mom in the morning. No porn and shut the shade, Gabe. One day you know how nice it is to get laid while you're getting paid. I'm a bad babysitter. Got my boyfriend in your shower. Woo. I'm making $6 an hour. I'm a bad babysitter. Got my boyfriend in your shower. Woo. I'm making $6 an hour. Oh, Dad, they just came back. Jeez, Mr. W, your wife looks bad.
Oh, it must have been the drink she had. We drank some Mai Tais, watch high lie. Ripped off her thigh high.
Too much information. I need a ride.
Oh, let's take the Benz.
That's the coolest car I've ever seen.
How old are you again? I forget. 19?
Yeah, it's like in like 4 more years.
Oh, one time, could you please show me one of those nice chairs?
Woo! Have you been working out?
No doubt. Here's the house.
You want to come in? We just got this awesome new couch.
Ouch. Stop it, girl.
Can I get a little peek?
Nah, girl. I'll take a rain check and see you next week.
I'm a bad babysitter. Got my boyfriend in your shower. Woo! I'm making $6 an hour. I'm a bad babysitter. Got my boyfriend in your shower. Got my boyfriend in your shower. Woo. I'm making $6 an hour. I'm a bad babysitter. Got my boyfriend in your shower. Woo. I'm making $6 an hour.
Is DJ Tangent.
DJ Tangent. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I got the closing the show. Does that make me the headliner?
I believe it does. Absolutely. Finally.
As is typical of shows where I've headlined, well, not personally, but in the band, by the time you get on, there's nobody left. So it's probably going to be like that. Nobody listening. But
I don't know. This is like...
I'm used to that.
But I feel like we're closing in on 6 a.m., so I feel like there's probably more people tuning in because they're all, you know, getting up, wiping the sleep out of their eyes.
It's Saturday morning. Nobody's getting up.
Mornings. Sure, we'll go with that.
They're up and listening to us because this is the CFRC profanity show where we get to play all the stuff that we're not allowed to play any other time. So if you want to come down to CFRC Studios and complain or fight, I'm down. DJ Tangent is down.
Look, we said so for Easy's job.
That's right, man.
Mr.
Fury.
We just heard from Princess Superstar. That was her classic hip hop hit, Bad Babysitter. Nothing quite like getting laid while you're getting paid. also in that set, we heard the classic 1993 single from Dennis Leary called Asshole. That's a way back playback that I used to love and I still do.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one in a while.
I'm a big fan. And we also heard Striptease by Hoxley Workman. Nice and raw, nice and sexy. Get your groove on. And we opened it up with Cardi B, Bodega Baddie, brand new stuff from Cardi. Because like I said, it's all the rawest of the raw that I don't ever get to play on Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday. Or maybe I will. Who knows?
I don't know if Simone would approve of that, Jeff.
I don't take orders from her. She requested one of the songs in here is a Simone request. I won't say which one. Whoa. But it had the F word in it, yeah. Exactly. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
Fine Foods.
Yeah. And you guys, DJ Tangent, DJ Over Easy, you guys are up next. What do you got planned for your radio? You're going to close out the radiothon.
Yeah, well, we just looked up that you're not supposed to swear after 5:30, so...
What the hell?
So plan B was sort of all along, because I only have an hour show, unlike some people who are greedy and get two. I was going to play some longer songs.
Oh, yeah.
For fun. Yeah.
Are you doing... I notice you guys have a lot of vinyls. You got more Stay in the Time in your lap.
Jeffrey. It is the time. It's not Morris Day in the Time.
Is it
it's
just the time?
The time.
Oh, but please, how can you... First of all, I can't say no to that face, but also, he's wearing the exact same jacket that Jesse Bell wears to the football games.
Nice.
I'm not going to lie.
We got Jimmy Jam, Monty Moore, Jelly Bean Johnson, Jesse Johnson, who played with D'Angelo for a while.
Cool.
Stacey Adams, that shoes. And Terry Lewis. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, you might know from their later on... producing career, like some of Janet Jackson's hits, and that.
Oh, really?
That was them on the dials, as they say.
Nice, nice. And I see it's a green vinyl as well.
Yeah, and they kind of. It's a.
Oh.
Did you just buy that one, or is that a vintage one?
They forgot.
There's no label on half of it.
Yeah, so only side two is labeled. Yeah, no, I got it at a Black Friday sale. I was happened for some reason. I found myself in the Cat Era Key Center. Or the old Cadillac Mall, as the old-timers call it.
That's right.
And, I went into whatever the music store was there, and I said, ooh.
That's a good find.
I gotta get this.
O-E-O-E-O, don't we don't. It's pretty good. I don't know, I remember them from the Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back movie, where they closed out the film.
Morris Day and the Insert Swear Words Time.
That's it. That's right. Oh, mercy. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
DJ Tangent.
Hey, DJ O'Reilly, falling asleep to that riveting conversation.
We got about 15 minutes left in the profanity show, so we're going to play ourselves out with a few more swear songs, because why the hell not? And then you guys are taking over for the next 2 hours to close out the radiothon. I love it so much.
Technically my 2 hours, because he has his own 2 hours, but yeah, we'll go with that.
So wait, it's 4 hours?
I'm here till 10.
Oh, so you're going for
it. Yeah, that's right. I just came into party,
strictly
man.
Strictly speaking, the radiothon is 50 hours.
50 hours?
It ends at the end of... you will keep it going for 53.
That's nice. Right, baby.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keep it going.
We got to get
one more song.
We got to get that funding. We got to afford for us weirdos to come on and, you know, play some great music for you guys. And that's exactly what we're going to do. My name is Jeff the Nerd, and we're going to go for it. It's 10 minutes till 6. I'm going to play myself out. I'll see you guys on Wednesday mornings at 8 o'clock. And to close out the profanity show, it's not so much a profane song as it is just weird and disturbing.
Yeah.
This is the Detroit Grand Poobahs with Sandwiches.
Arthur P.
Arthur P.
Arthur Penhallow. It's me, Arthur P., the Grand Poobah. I grew up listening to Detroit WRIF 101 FM. Baby.
Baby. There we go. Shall we then?
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, guys. Have a good show. We'll see you guys later. Have a good one.
You bastard. You bastard.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Dennis, you're coming out hot.
I am the king of the minions, not Tim Murphy, not that jerk-off idiot, you jerk-off!
What the hell are you doing, man?
She rejected me. Me, Frank, me, the coolest guy in the history of this goddamn school. Oh, they're all gonna pay. They're all gonna pay the ultimate prize.
Whoa! Dude, what's all that stuff you're grabbing?
Tools! Tools! This is a duct tape, zip ties, and gloves. I have to have my tools.
Well, why do you have a bunch of, like, weird tools in a hidden compartment in your car?
Fetish shit. I like to bind. I like to be bound. That's not important. Don't ask me questions. I'm not taking questions. The Golden God is not taking questions. I am the Golden God. I'm taking action. I gotta go.
Whoa, wait a second.
I know you wanna do it. You know I wanna do it too. Out here on the dance floor, we can make sandwiches. You can be the bun, and I can be the burger girl. I know you wanna do it. So we can make sandwiches. So make your thighs like butter, easy to spread. And we can make sandwiches. Out here on the dance floor. Come on, we can do it. Yeah, we can make sandwiches.
Push it. Hi, I'm Connie Calder, and you're one of the fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
A bunch of made up songs. You can stop me when I'm wrong. When I'm speaking out of pocket, they tweaking for no reason. Ain't the season to be modest. I'm the hottest in the street. You can have that title. King James Version. Everybody got that Bible. I've been towering over the city. My name should be Eiffel. They screaming for the boy. I'm young Michael.